Last week we began looking at biblical principles for nurturing faithfulness and love in marriage and family. The next important principle is found in Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. Mills says one of the most important commitments any couple can make is to deal with their anger quickly and never end their day still angry with each other. Do you wonder why this is so important? What will it hurt if we leave a few disagreements unresolved until tomorrow? It will hurt us because of the nature of anger and the strategies of our enemy. Why do we struggle with anger? Because when we're angry, it feels good. When we're angry, we continually remind ourselves how right we are and how wrong our spouse is, and that feels good. But then Satan takes our anger and begins to slander our wives or husbands in our minds and hearts. He begins to lie to us about their character and their motives. Before long, our anger turns into resentment and bitterness, and Satan is celebrating another victory. Paul's counsel comes right from the heart of God. Do not give the devil that kind of foothold. The next principle is to serve one another in love. Galatians 5:13 says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Mills comments, "When we serve one another, we bring the Father's life to each other, and we encourage our spouses to see themselves through His eyes. We remind them that they are valuable and worthy of our life. Satan suffers a defeat, and our love for our spouses flourishes." Next, the various members of the family must perform the roles given for each by God. These are found in Ephesians 5:22-6:4. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Saviour. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, so that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Although there is a very determined attempt by liberals to break down these roles that God has set in place for us, we need to remain true to His directions. They are not guidelines or suggestions. They are imperatives for us to obey. We spoke at length in a previous outcome about the sexual relationship between spouses, but it is necessary here to remind ourselves of 1 Corinthians 7:3-5. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. The text here is self-explanatory. Dear facilitator, with the constant attacks on the concept of a biblical family, especially from the media, liberal politicians, and sadly, some liberal churches, we need to ensure rather that our students know and apply the God-given directions the Bible contains. Your assessment will be based on your observations of their family life, and if they're not married, on their being able to explain these principles.